truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
But when you look at what this administration and Congress have done just in
So you were familiar with him. Were you afraid?
You sued the pageant after they fired you. They countersued.
We have volunteer armed forces.
You have been tweeting me.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is our bitch. Every night until the aforementioned times. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. Through the looking glass we go. Coming up this hour, Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization will be joining us to talk about the unbelievable tragedy of this poor woman, Charla Nash. You know the story. We covered it in great detail. This was a lady who was attacked by this chimpanzee, this monkey that was a pet of her friend's. And this animal did a fair amount of damage. This lady was on Oprah Winfrey and was being talked to, interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. Want to bring on Bobby and Steve to talk a little bit about that, the coverage that it got. And there's also the question of the availability of this clip, because if you go over to YouTube, it's not readily available. I've watched it. I've seen the stills. It's very disturbing. Bobby and Steve, join us. Bobby, welcome to our program.
Steve and I are very, very happy to be with you.
And Mr. Dooley is there?
Mr. Hay, right here.
When did you get the word that this poor woman was on the Oprah Winfrey Show? She was there. She had some bandages on. But she was evident to everyone and quite severely injured. When did you find out about this? Did you see it?
We did not see it, Phil. And this is what I wanted to tell you before we went on the air, because I didn't want to give the impression that we did see it.
I understand.
What happened was we were in the middle of a steering committee meeting for a charity fashion show that we do, as well as a dinner dance. Donna Levin came in. She is a part of our steering committee.
What is her name again?
Donna Levin. L-E-V-E-N.
Okay.
She came in and said, "You have to turn the TV on." We immediately asked her why. She said that the woman who had been attacked by this chimpanzee was on TV, on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Most of the women that I know, and I'm sure a lot of women in your audience, are regular viewers of the Oprah Winfrey Show. It just so happened that today we were involved in this steering committee meeting. So we immediately went to the television, and it was not on the air. At that time, Steve was in the room, and I said, "Could you access the clips on YouTube?"
Yeah, I went over to YouTube and tried to find out about it.
So you went to YouTube, Mr. Dooley?
So he went over and tried to find the clips on YouTube. They had been taken down, my understanding, most likely by the producers of the Oprah Winfrey Show. At that point, I then asked Steve to go to some of the websites that we know, LiveLeak, Breitbart.com.
I went over to LiveLeak, and then it didn't have it.
But none of the websites had it. So we were left to our own devices, of which we had none. And really the point here that I'm making, Phil, is that we are regular viewers of Oprah Winfrey. I never miss her program, with the exception of the steering committee meetings that we have. And yet, as a regular viewer of her program, I was not allowed to see these clips, to see this interview that everyone was talking about. I was not allowed to even access it by way of YouTube or some of the other channels. And it was not available on DVD. We did email Harpo Productions, which is the Oprah Winfrey production company.
Okay.
And at that time, we did say that we find it shocking and a little puzzling why you wouldn't make this interview available. And when will it be available on DVD? We were told at that time that there was no date scheduled for the release of DVD. So we were left really just stunned. I have to tell you, I was shocked. I'm a regular viewer of Oprah Winfrey's. This was a fascinating interview that she did with this woman, who I understand, according to your comments, Mr. Andrew, her face was very badly injured.
Very badly injured, yes.
This would have obviously been something that we would all have wanted to see, because I heard it was very interesting, not just from you, but from others. And we were kept from seeing it. I have to ask the question, as I'm sure millions of American women are asking right now as they listen to my voice. What has happened to Oprah Winfrey that suddenly, if you're not right there watching her show, you know, it's not a joke, it's a comparison, but like a trained monkey.
Yeah, like a chimpanzee.
Like a trained chimpanzee. Why, if you're not there, are you told, well, then you don't get to see something that everyone's talking about? And so, no, to answer your question, no, I did not see it. I did see some of the still photographs, but you really couldn't tell anything from that. It was a...
Okay, we'll get into... I don't want to talk specifically about this poor woman's condition, okay? You understand that?
No, I understand, Phil, but what is concerning to me...
What sounds to me like you're saying is that you're concerned that you didn't have access to seeing the show. Is that it?
Well, yes, because everyone's talking about it. You were going to do an entire segment on it. And
well, if you hadn't seen this show, why did you agree to come on the program?
Because I want to get the message out to the millions of American women that didn't see it, that Oprah Winfrey is sending what seems to be a very clear signal to the rest of us. If you're not in front of the television at 3 or 4 or whenever I tell you to be there, you're out of luck. And you miss out on a really interesting interview, probably one of the most interesting interviews she's going to do this year. Everyone's talking about it. This was the woman who had been attacked by this monkey back in the spring.
Yeah, and everybody was talking about it too, Mr. Henry.
I understand everyone was talking about it. Yes, of course, and the news story itself was prevalent. And the story was horrific, and this poor woman, and I can only keep saying poor woman because I watched this and I looked at her condition, and your heart, you just want to cry, you know.
That is, I heard it was fascinating. And everyone's telling me this except for the gals in the steering committee. We didn't see it. Now, I have a list of the names, and I don't know if you want to take these names down or not, Mr. Henry.
These are names of who, ma'am?
These are the names.
The steering committee people that were there.
These are the names of our steering committee members. Donna Levin, Roberta Dooley, that's me, Janice Greeley.
Now, what? Before you give me these names, why are you giving me these names?
Because we were, and I thought that Steve had talked to you, I'm sorry.
No, I have not talked to Mr. Dooley. Why are you giving the names?
We want our names to go on the record as having not seen the woman whose face was on TV, and everyone else got to see it.
See, that's the point, Mr. Henry. Everybody else gets to see it. Got a comment by
I didn't quite hear your husband there.
Let me see. He said that the point is that there were those of us who were in the steering committee meeting, and we didn't get to see the interview. And I heard it was absolutely, it was compelling. And
well, Ms. Dooley, I saw the interview, and I saw this lady's face. It is a tragedy that knows no bounds. We've been privy to stories such as this in this year of people whose features have been devastated by some injury or intentional assault, like the case of that woman who was injured by the shotgun blast.
I did see that one. I did see that one. That was, and that made me want to see this one all the more because there is a continuity to it, and it is something I think everyone should see.
Well, you're talking about the woman who was shot by her, I guess, then husband, with the shotgun.
We did see that, yes. And that was fascinating. That is why we wanted to see this one.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. You saw the pictures and the interview of this woman.
We saw the interview of the woman after her face had been put back on, or...
Well, they put on a new face.
When they transplanted the face, yes. I didn't see her talking, though, when her face was still in that... I guess it was sort of convex.
I don't even know if she was interviewed then, Ms. Dooley, but the question I want to ask you is, you understand how traumatic that this could be. I was going to post it on my Facebook page. I linked it on Twitter because it wouldn't be quite so jarring. If you put it on Facebook, there's going to be a still of this woman's face. I didn't want to scare anybody. You understand?
I understand. I totally understand that. I get how a lot of people are squeamish that way. And I certainly do.
Well, it isn't just squeamish. It's something that it can hit you right in the heart. It can hit you in the gut, you know.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
And when you see these things, your heart breaks and your mind reels from the ramifications, the friendship she had with this woman, the attack itself, the obviously a lovely face she had before. Your mind is just staggered by these things.
Absolutely, Phil. And that's why we wanted to see it, because I heard it was fascinating. And
I went and I saw one picture.
Steve got to see one picture, but we didn't get to see her face on the video. And I wonder why Oprah doesn't have more respect, because that's really what I want to talk about.
So for you, the story is not so much this woman, it's Oprah's insensitivity to you and to other women.
To myself and other women that didn't get a chance to see this, what Oprah Winfrey is trying to do is, again, this story is about a monkey, and she's trying to turn all of her fans into monkeys by training us to be in front of the TV at a certain time where we don't get to see this woman. We don't get to see the face that she has now, because at some point there will be a face transplant, and we won't have gotten to see it before, you know.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be before and after pictures. You understand that?
Yeah, but there won't be...
there won't be the interview of her trying to talk.
Exactly. There won't be the interview of her talking while... You know, I don't know if she had a mouth.
She had a very difficult time talking. Hold the line, Ms. Dooley. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here on our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. She's upset with Oprah Winfrey for taking down clips of the interview with this woman, Charla Nash, whose injuries to her face were so profound and extreme that it would be unsettling to watch. Nonetheless, Ms. Dooley is upset that she didn't get to see the interview with Charla Nash because they were having a steering committee meeting, and now she wants those clips put on a DVD or otherwise posted on YouTube and Facebook, which the Oprah Winfrey Show people haven't done yet. More with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, and your phone calls. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. As we have sort of taken a turn here, this is a discussion not only of Charla Nash, but also of Oprah Winfrey not making a DVD of this so some women who missed it could watch it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Is the host there? Are you there?
L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah!
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Today on the Oprah Winfrey, yesterday on the Oprah Winfrey Show, it might have been replayed in other parts of the country.
Phil, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's something else we wanted to address. The fact that this was a rerun here in Los Angeles shows a profound insensitivity on the part of Oprah Winfrey. And again, if she's going to have a woman on whose face was, I guess, chewed up
her face was destroyed by this chimpanzee.
Right. If she's going to have a woman's face on, we feel that as fans of hers, she he needs to let people know when and how it airs. Steve, I know you have information.
We did suggest, Mr. Henry, if they make it available on Blu-ray.
If they can make it available on Blu-ray, DVD, we were told by Harpo Communications that would not be possible. So, again, we are dealing with Oprah Winfrey's insensitivity. First, the rape of those girls in South Africa. Now, we don't get to see this woman's face as she tries to talk. And I heard it was...
Yeah, she's just mumbling and everything.
You're making this all about Oprah Winfrey's and the rape of the girls in South... You know, she dealt with that. This has nothing to do with that. This is something different.
But I don't understand why you're getting upset with me, Phil. This has got nothing to do with me.
I'm telling you that this woman who was interviewed, the clip that I saw, she was terribly, terribly injured. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I understand that, and I wanted to see that.
Yeah, well, that's all we wanted to see is to see it, you know.
I know. You guys wanted to see it. I get that you wanted to see it. I'm just saying that I have a hard time, I suppose, figuring how Oprah Winfrey's insensitivity is playing into this. 877-876-PHIL, here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show with Kevin in Reseda, California. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Phil. I'm sorry, but this woman you're speaking to is the most twisted, morbid, and I'm told I can use this word, bitch. I have ever spoken.
Why would you say that?
Well, if you will stop talking, I will tell you. Because all you care about is you want to stop it. Stop it.
Excuse me, but I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay, I know, but I don't need you. Just please listen.
Well, I'm not telling you what to say.
Oh, see, you can do it. All you care about is seeing this woman's disfiguration, and it's sick. It is sick. She has
That's
been
what
disfigured beyond.
Yes.
She is disfigured beyond belief, and all you care about is you didn't get to see it. You want to see before and after pictures. You want to see how this monkey destroyed her face. You are a twisted bitch.
No. Excuse me, but your pejorative language, you know, it's really, you may find it funny, but I
No, you are,
and you
are
think
just
this
wrong.
Woman's face is funny. And I let
you
the record show
wrong.
That you're laughing at this woman's face. I'm not.
No,
he's
not
laughing.
I'm laughing at,
no,
I'm
he
laughing
isn't.
At you.
No, I heard you laugh. I heard you
at
laugh.
You. At you.
As if
at
you think
you.
The whole thing's a joke.
You
what
are
do you have
a
to say?
Sick, sick woman.
You know, you can call me, all right, you called me a bitch. Why don't I call you an F-A-G?
Well, all right. Let's.
Oh, go ahead.
Never mind. Okay.
I called you an FAG. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't want any more name calling. No. I don't want name calling. Come on. What I want from you, Bobby, is to address what the man said. That there is a tone to what you're saying that may make people think you are voyeuristic.
Absolutely. I understand that this is fascinating. Everybody's talking about it except me. I didn't get to see it. Donna Levin didn't get to see it. Janice Greeley didn't get to see it.
Why did you need to see it?
I heard people say that the face... What?
Why did you need to see it? Why do you feel you needed to see it?
Everyone is talking about it. They're saying,
so you feel left out of the party? You feel left out of the party?
Did I say party? Did I say party? I didn't say party.
Well,
I heard it was absolutely fascinating. Because
no, you
it's
found
fascinating.
It fascinating. What you found fascinating was not what she had to say, not what her story was. All you cared about was face was.
No, I did not say that. I said I wanted to hear her speak.
You did.
There was,
yes.
Well, I did want to hear her speak. But my question, of course, is, was she mumbling? Because my understanding was she didn't have a mouth. Is that
right?
Ms. Dooley, this poor woman could not speak clearly because she'd been terribly injured. Yes.
That's okay. So, of course, I want to see it, but I guess that's not good enough for this man.
Well, what is it? Why did you want to see it? What are you? Are you?
Why did you want to see it? Why did you want to see it?
I didn't want to see it.
Well, then why did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Well, then you don't even know what you're talking. Oh, God.
Well, then you're not even
I know exactly.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Ms. Dooley, this man knows as much about it as you do. He knows as much about it as you do, and he has a little bit of sensitivity when it comes to talking about it. 877-876. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about Charla Nash on The Oprah Show, revealing her terribly disfigured face. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Bobby and Steve in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Phil on the line with me, Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We talk about the interview with Charla Nash that was done on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and this was as heartbreaking a thing as I've ever seen in my life, Ms. Dooley. And I think that the sense that I'm getting from you, you're talking about Oprah Winfrey having insensitivity that she did not make this interview available on YouTube. You're saying that she's insensitive, that she did not make this interview available on Blu-ray.
Well, Phil, you have to understand something.
No, hold on. You're saying that she's insensitive. You have not yet really talked about Charla Nash herself and your feelings about her.
I was going to get to that, and I you know, it's really funny when you're being ganged up on and you're trying to get out the words that you want to say.
Well, if I've stopped you from saying something, say it.
I was going to say that this woman, look, there are millions of American women across the country tonight that know what I'm talking about. And we have four simple words for Oprah Winfrey. Show us the face. Show us Charla Nash. Do you understand that there are a lot of women who have issues with their own looks that would feel better if we could see...
Okay, but you're talking about making it available on Blu-ray... And this turns it into some kind of a freak show.
You're not a woman, and you don't know what it's like being overweight. I've got a lot of girlfriends that... I don't have any overweight girlfriends, but I do have girlfriends that know overweight women. And they tell me it's heartbreaking. If Oprah Winfrey would make available this interview, because we were not in front of our TV sets, and she didn't put it on YouTube, so that we can look and see and say, okay, now there... You see how much better looking you are. And I...
That's about the cruelest thing I could possibly hear any human say.
How dare you?
No, that's the cruelest thing I could hear any human being say. See, you aren't so bad looking.
I didn't say... I said I thought it was interesting from the standpoint that Ms. Nash, that you've insisted that I call her. I wanted to say the woman who had been... we were going to use...
Well, yeah, during the break, you said you wanted to call her the woman that had been chimped, and I said, no, you may not. It sounds frivolous, almost like you're trying to be funny.
Mr. Hendry, I never said anything of the sort.
Well, it sounded that way to me, all right?
I said if we could use some kind of shorthand...
Well, her name is Charla Nash. She still has a name, and that's the name that we're going to use.
Mr. Hendry, there's no need to talk about my wife and everything.
I'm not talking about your wife, sir. I'm saying that this is the way that I would like this conversation conducted. All right? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Here is Steve. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Fine. Hey, thank you.
You know, this lady and her friends are the problem of this country. They're two into other people's tragedies, and she keeps using the word, whole interview and stuff is fascinating, and then she's talking about being able to compare the looks. You know that's ridiculous.
I'm not the only one that watched the interview.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
It's this lady and her selfishness about wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stop, please?
I'm listening to you.
She's sitting there even wanting to name out her and her friends' names of people who weren't able to watch this. You know,
yeah. What was that exactly? What was that about?
This lady that was attacked.
I wanted us to go on the record as the people who were not allowed to watch the video.
Well,
you got to see it.
No, I didn't see it. I'm out working.
But you could have if you wanted to.
No, you could have if you wanted to.
I'm a truck driver. I'm out all week. I don't get to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home on weekends only, so I don't get to watch TV. And I don't sit there and cry about not being able to watch a favorite program or anything. You know, you're just being insensitive and selfish about, oh, I couldn't watch this because I was at this meeting. You know, this poor lady's going to have to suffer for this for the rest of her life. And you're more concerned about not being able to see their show because you can't compare your looks to hers. And that's just
that is absolutely sickening. That is slanderous. I did not. I said I'm fascinated to know about it.
Right. You said that you wanted to make the DVD available.
Some of the girls that we know are overweight and have issues with their self-esteem.
Oh my God! You can't even compare the difference. You can't even compare.
No.
Don't even go there at all. Don't even go there. Are you a woman?
I don't think you're a woman.
Fascinating about this poor lady, and you know what? There's nothing fascinating except for the fact that she survived.
Yes, exactly. That's the fascinating story. Yeah.
That's the problem with this country is you and a bunch of women sit there and live your life around this Oprah Winfrey and stuff, and rather than what's really going on in this nation and real stories. And then if you can't see a program, my feelings are hurt because I couldn't watch this. You know what?
I have a friend. I have a very good friend.
Why don't you do something different?
Can I tell you something? I have a friend who has a prayer for this lady
and said to say, you know what, I hope she gets better and I hope she lives a long time.
You have dominated the conversation. And Mr. Henry, you've allowed this man to go on and go, and you're going, oh, yeah, I agree. And I can't go, mm-hmm. And the whole effect of this is the two men ganging up on a woman. Okay, that's fine.
We're not ganging up, Ms. Dooley. I've given you 20 minutes, and what you've been talking about is the fact that, you know, this woman, you can't see the face. This isn't a woman to you. It's an interesting face for you to look at on TV.
Millions of people have watched this. So you two guys, I don't know what you're talking about. Millions of people are fascinated with what
that's the problem with this country.
Looks
everybody
like and everything.
Well,
maybe the country has a problem.
With tragedy on the lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the country has a problem.
Why don't you just sit there and take more intrigue interest in what's going on in this nation and what's going overseas instead of...
You don't really know what's going on out there. You know what? You don't know what time it is out on the street. I have a girlfriend who has horrible acne, and she has lived with this since she was a teenager. To see the Oprah Winfrey show on Blu-ray with the woman that was chimped, Phil doesn't want me to say that.
I don't want to hear that term. I told you I didn't want you to say that.
Well, don't yell at my wife, Mr. Henry.
I told her I didn't want to hear that term. Now you're going to tell me that the woman with... who is this? Somebody with acne?
Oh, well, listen to how insensitive you are. My girlfriend, Darla, has had acne since she was 13.
I don't care if she had acne since she was 13.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Here we go. The truck driver's way. What?
You take pictures of her and flash it over the internet so other people can see it? No, you don't.
We did do one.
It would be the same thing.
For Halloween.
You did one for Halloween, huh?
You take pictures and flash it over the internet either.
We did a joke page called Pizza Face. We took it down when she got upset.
Oh, that's very mature.
You don't flash it over the internet for other people to make fun of or sit there and watch.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We did an internet page called Pizza Face, and we took it down.
All right. Unreal. Steve, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Barry. Barry, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk here about Charla Nash, who was the guest on Oprah Winfrey's show yesterday. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Dooley, I think it is. My name is Bobby Dooley. But I'd like to. I'm going to ask you a professional question here in a professional manner.
Well, are you a psychiatrist?
Do you have any children?
Are you a psychiatrist?
No, I'm not. I'm a police officer. I'm a normal human being. I don't have any special education.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children?
Mm-hmm. I have three sons that I love very much,
Let me ask you a question now. Let's say one of your sons, I don't know how old they are, but hypothetically speaking, let's say one of your sons got a horrific car accident. It was completely mangled, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the unfortunate situation where you had to arrange a funeral for your own son, who was completely disfigured and deformed because of this bad car accident.
This would be one of my sons, you're saying?
And you had a complete stranger come up to you at your funeral, your son's funeral.
That wouldn't happen.
You chose to have a closed casket because your son was so deformed. Would you appreciate that complete stranger coming up to you saying, you know what? I'm offended you won't open this casket so I can see your son's badly he got deformed in that car accident. But what would your answer be to a complete stranger
if
you said something like that?
I don't understand.
Because that stranger wants to see your child.
That would never.
How badly disfigured and dismembered your child was. What would you say to that person?
Well, it would never happen.
Well, what do you mean it would never happen?
That's my point. That's my point. You make no sense.
Are they going to put it on the Oprah Winfrey show?
Yeah.
Are they going to put it on the Oprah Winfrey show?
I don't have much more.
Are they going to put what on the Oprah Winfrey show?
Are they going to put my son's casket or whatever this man's talking about on Oprah?
No, they wouldn't put it on Oprah.
Then why am I going to open up? What do I want to open the lid for?
Yeah, what's the point?
So if they would put it on Oprah, you'd open the lid.
Well, Mr. Henry, there are certain fees, and there I don't understand.
So if Oprah came to you and said, You know,
you and this cop, excuse me, you're both blah, 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 and I don't understand anything that you're saying. I gave you a very simple answer.
I'm telling you that if Oprah Winfrey came to you and said, I will pay you if you'll open up the lid to your son's coffin.
Well, we'd have to certainly consider it. I don't think there's a human being alive that wouldn't. And I think what's happened here tonight, Phil, I'm a mother and I'm a woman, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a mother and I'm a woman.
You're a mother and a woman, and so what?
That is the statement. I'm a mother and I'm a woman, and the people I've been talking to have no conception. I speak for a lot of women when I say, Oprah, DVD, Blu-ray, YouTube, you have to do something decent for maybe the first time in your life to show us what everybody else got to see.
And yeah, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, you know something?
I'm out of my mind.
Thank you.
I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind because I want a whole lot of zeros from Oprah. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, you would be out of your mind, especially when you're talking about a son that you love, opening up the lid on his coffin because Oprah paid you the price.
Hey, if she wants to make with the frog skins.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Steve.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, he said if she wants to make with the frog skins, yes. But no woman would ever disagree with what I've been saying. And there are millions of women out there tonight who are saying, show us the face.
Yeah.
So that
your fat friends and your girlfriend who has acne.
How dare you? Those girls have such a self-image problem. For you to say your fat friends, number one, Phil.
Well, you're the one that brought them up in relation to this woman who has suffered a horrible, horrible injury.
Number one, they're not friends of mine. And I want that made very clear.
Oh, so you people will know that you don't hang around with fat people? Is that it?
I want it made very clear. I didn't make any commentary. I said they're friends of my friends. That's number one. Number two, my girlfriend doesn't have acne anymore. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was last year.
It was last year. But the fact is...
Well, the fact is that either your fat friends or your girlfriend with acne have suffered anything even remotely... even within the same galaxy or universe as Charla Nash, who was very courageous, by the way. I listened to her. I listened to her words. There was no vindictiveness. She was, I could have cried. 877-876-Phil, what?
She wants to say something.
I don't think it's very manly for you to say you're going to cry and then beat up on me.
All right, hold the line and tell her. I'll talk to her in a minute. 877-876-Phil. 877-876-Phil, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
On the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Henry.
There's one aquarium that we support here. The Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. They do animal rescue. They rehabilitate. They have animals that actually live longer in captivity, which are the sea lions. Other than that, man, they ain't got no dolphins, and they don't have any damn whales, and they haven't got any monkeys, and they haven't got this, and they haven't got that. Their whole trip there is taking care of animals. They do animal rescue. They got otters and stuff. Once they get them back to good health, they stick their butt back out there at Big Sur, whatever the hell they're doing, cracking that albacore and pissing off all the fishermen, which is what otters are supposed to do. And what's a monkey supposed to be doing? Living in the jungle. What are you doing, bud?
I got Mr. Dozier waiting. He's all and everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so it's time for Vernon Dozier now in our world according to... Sorry, Mr. Dozier, I knew you were hanging on the line, but I just had to get that off of my chest. I'm sure you will agree, huh?
Well, I got to tell you that, I don't mind you being saying you got me coming on after what? You had a monkey, and it peeled someone's scalp off, is that it?
It badly mauled a woman.
I had a monkey at one time.
You had a pet monkey?
I did, yes, I did. It was a chimpanzee. Now, you know that the chimpanzee is part of the ape family. You know that?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if your listeners know that the officers that responded to that said that the monkey came around the side of the car. So what the monkey had done is it went after one of the officers. That officer got inside the car. The monkey went, all right, if that's how you want to play it. I'm not saying that's what the monkey thought, but he went around and tried to get at him the other way. Now, I had a monkey try to do the same thing to me.
What, did you have it as a pet?
I did not have it as a pet, no. This was an animal that I was keeping for a friend of mine, and he had this chimpanzee that he bought from a guy. Now, somehow he'd gotten it through a military custom in San Diego, and I wound up sitting with this thing. And for some reason, he had this fruit that I would serve it. He said, now feed it some of this fruit out of a bowl. And I said, well, there are apples and there are oranges. There was no bananas. And my thinking was that monkeys eat bananas. He said, no, they don't. This one likes to eat these apples and oranges. You give him that. So I'd had a very tiring week at work. And for some reason, I thought it would be funny if I peeled a banana and looked at the monkey and started eating the banana. And that's when it dropped the fruit, and it started to make a move. Now, I was in the United States Marine Corps, as you know, Phil.
Yeah.
I learned Krav Maga. I learned certain jiu-jitsu, and I did learn Taekwondo. Taekwondo is a series of kicks as well as punches. When the monkey began to make its move, I came with a roundhouse kick. It went back. It kind of went to the side and hit the cupboard, and then came at me again. And that's when I came with the other leg.
No, hold on for a minute, man. Hold on for just a second. This animal was inside the house?
It was inside the house. That's correct.
And the monkey came after you. Why? Because you were eating a banana?
Because it felt that I was making a comment on what it should be doing or something. That was my estimation. I asked my friend, and he agreed.
You're telling me that because you were eating a banana, the monkey took that personally?
No, it didn't take it personal, but it felt that it was eating fruit, and here I was doing what the monkeys that he had been... He's the monkey I'm talking about, the monkey that I kicked its ass, that monkey.
Yeah, is that the monkey that came at you because you were eating a banana?
I was eating a banana, and the monkey had been eating this apple, and he looked up at me. He didn't turn his full head toward me. He glanced up out of the corner of his eye and saw the banana, and that's when he made the move. So naturally, I'm assuming it's because I had the banana, and he felt I would, I don't know.
Well, monkeys are not going to feel like you're mocking them.
All right, well, whatever the reason, I'm telling you right now, Phil, I saw it take a quick look at me, drop the fruit, and then make its move. All right, and I knew it was going to make its move. I made mine, and... You know, may the better, in this instance, may the better man or the better ape or the better, you know, the better primate or however, may the better primate win. So
you get into it, you kick the animal, and did it neutralize the monkey?
Well, it's not a monkey, it's a chimpanzee. No, it did not. I came with a pretty good roundhouse kick. It sent the monkey about three, it staggered the monkey, but it came back again. That's when I came with the other leg, and I threw a right hand. The monkey tried to do what monkeys do. It tried to mount. Basically, what they try to do is mount. It'll put its legs around your neck and try to just shove it. I mean, I don't know how to put it, but it tries to just stick, you know, everything right in your face. And I knew that if the monkey was going to do that to me, all bets were off. And that's when I came with the left hand, and I put it out. And my friend arrived, and I told him what happened. He said, well, you know, enough said. and we got some smelling salts and roused it. But unless you know what you're doing,
so you knocked this monkey out with two punches?
No.
Now, you said you kicked it once and then you kicked it again?
Yeah, two roundhouse kicks, a right hand, the left is what put him down. And I didn't think I had him down. It staggered a little bit and kept staring at me the whole time, even as it was wobbling. Almost like you see in one of them, I don't know if you ever saw Cinderella, see Cinderella?
You mean Cinderella Man?
I don't know what the name of it, the prize fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hit this thing with a good left hand, and it weaved and then dropped. And that's when Junior got back.
Now, who's Junior?
That's my friend.
Oh, okay.
And he got back, and we said, well, he looked at the monkey splayed out. I said, I'm sure you understand. He said, of course I do. And he went, got smelling salts and brought it around. And the monkey spent the rest of the afternoon on a swing in the backyard, just probably didn't even know it hit it. But unless you know how to deal with one of these things...
Well, you know what? That was a hell of a story. I don't have any more time.
Well, I figured you didn't have any time, and that's why I thought I'd tell my monkey to tell the monkey story, so...
Oh, well, Vernon, thank you, man.
Phil Hendry.